welcome back to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. I'm your host, MJ. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Before I get to the rest of today's episode, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You know, Zendikar Rising is coming out next week, and I'm super excited about this set. There's a whole bunch of really cool new legendary creatures, and it's also the huge return of Landfall, one of my favorite mechanics in all of Magic. So definitely make sure that when you go and buy your sealed product or your singles or even the new commander decks that are coming out, make sure to look first at your local game store. You can find Guardian Games at ggportland.com. On today's episode, I'd like to talk for a few minutes about something that's really been riling up the commander community ever since the new Zendikar set got released, and that's the topic of mass land destruction. If you're not currently aware of what mass land destruction is, it's technically any kind of card that falls under the Armageddon effect. Basically, Armageddon is a sorcery for 3 and a white and simply says destroy all lands. Now again, there's multiple ways you can do this sort of effect. There are cards like Armageddon, which only destroy lands. There's also other things, again, Worldfire, Devastation destroys all creatures and lands. Just a whole bunch of different things that, different cards that have that same kind of effect. Again, there's also Boil, Obliterate, you know, things like that that can also destroy creatures, artifacts, enchantments. But most importantly, they will destroy all lands on the battlefield. And this is extremely important due to one of the cards that was released, or is being released for the new Zendikar set, Ancient Green Warden. It's a 5/7 elemental creature that costs 4 green, and it reads, Reach. You may play lands from your graveyard. If a land entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control, note that it's permanent, not just creature, it's not necessarily Panharmonicon here, but again, it says creature, or sorry, it says permanent, you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time. Now, this is obviously an extremely broken effect. Wizards has released a lot of Landfall Matters, Lands Matter commanders in recent time, and that's definitely an important thing to note right now, given, one, the popularity of Panharmonicon effects like that, where a permanent entering the battlefield gets doubled, so you get double triggers. Again, the new Taze of Karloff from last year also had this for death triggers. But this is also of extreme importance right now due to one of the new commander decks, that is the new Naya Landfall commander deck, that is built around being able to get as many lands out as possible during the course of the game. And Ancient Green Warden is definitely one of the cards that is going to become a commander staple here real soon, because it's just extremely powerful. You're able to get a Panharmonicon on a 5/7 body with reach, and you're also able to get the effect of Crucible of Worlds stapled onto it for being able to play lands from graveyards. Again, this is something that is extremely expensive. Pretty much only Crucible of Worlds, which is over $20 right now, and Ramunap Excavator, which is almost $10 by itself, are able to do this sort of thing. So Ancient Green Warden is definitely going to be a staple here of the Commander format coming up soon, which has led a lot of people and a lot of Commander players to start wondering if this should shift the balance of power of using mass land destruction in Commander games. Again, with Rule Zero obviously being in effect, nothing is really ever out of bounds in a Commander game. Again, this even extends to the banned and the banned list for Commander, which, again, as others have mentioned, doesn't necessarily have to be a hard and fast rule. We're not talking about tournaments. We're not talking about legality for competitive purposes. Again, Commander is an extremely social game, so effectively, even banned cards, if you find the right play group, don't necessarily have to be shunned because they're overly powerful. But those cards that have been on that list and are on the list have definitely been defined as ones that probably break the format in their own way. But again, this is one of those things where mass land destruction kind of goes under that taboo along with the banned cards, because most players really don't like having their lands blown up. I've had this happen to me several times. I have a friend who runs a mono red deck, and he runs Yokel Hops, which is a red sorcery, And effectively what it does is it destroys all artifacts, creatures, and lands. And those lands can, and none of those can be regenerated. And not only does this set you back as a player, but if you're playing a lands deck, this really sets you back. You spent all that time ramping, spent all that time trying to get lands out of your graveyard, out of your library, out of your hand, and all of a sudden everything just goes to the graveyard. And it's definitely becoming, with all these new landfall triggers and abilities from the new Zendikar set, a lot of people are starting to look at mass land destruction as a very necessary part of Commander going forward. And I'm here today to say that that's not necessarily the case. The reason for this is because I don't think that landfall is going to really being really going to run rampant throughout throughout EDH. You see, what I really enjoy about Commander is the fact that there is basically endless combinations with you, which you can run your decks. Again, I'm not a CEDH player, so I don't try to optimize my decks. I always try to find a really fun, really interesting way to build my decks while still trying to make them synergistic and good, fun, powerful to play. And I do have a couple of Lands Matters decks. I do have the new Rata from M21. It's a very interesting gruel deck. It runs about 40 lands, I think. Still trying to figure out exactly what that deck is trying to do, but it's pretty fun to play. And I also just recently built a Titania Protector of Argoth deck, which cares about getting land cards into the graveyard and then playing them again for value. I'm also getting triggers every time a land goes to the graveyard from the battlefield off Titania. So these are definitely decks that would suffer greatly from the widespread use of mass land destruction. But when I was considering the fact that those are only two of the decks that I own, if people really do start trying to justify playing mass land destruction across all decks, I feel like that kind of destroys the rule zero in a way, unless everyone in your playgroup is really okay with it. And my reasoning is this. Sure, there will obviously be a huge bump in the number of people who are building Lands Matters decks. Obviously, I've built these two decks in the last couple of months here because I really love the landfall mechanic. I really like the idea of being able to ramp and play a whole bunch of really large stuff much earlier than if I was just playing one land a turn. And, well, it is fun to be able to do that sort of thing. It's not like Lands Matters decks are really running rampant like they potentially will in Standard or Modern or any of the 60-card constructed formats. That's because Commander does allow you to have the whole spectrum of decks you can build. So if you're running mass land destruction and land hate in your Commander deck because you're afraid of a few Lands Matter decks, it seems like you're really starting to wade into some dangerous territory, where you start potentially trying to believe that it's a-okay to blow up everyone's lands. And that's the other thing, is that none of these mass land destruction cards say destroy all target players' lands. All of a sudden, what you've effectively done with these cards, and again, I'm not talking about things like Stone Rain, which destroy one land. I'm talking about things like Armageddon, which destroy all lands, have a unilateral effect, and basically blast everyone back to the Stone Age. And it's one of those things where I can understand using it as a win condition, trying to lock people out of the game, but it also just seems like the kind of thing where if you're trying to do this to a player who's running a lands deck, you're also hitting two other players at the same time who effectively are getting caught in the crossfire at your own hubris for trying to get rid of the landfall player. And I see this being a severe problem in certain circles, especially if you're just playing with a group who you haven't played with before. Because again, this does really start to push the rule zero, the social contract that we all play as EDH players. Because honestly, no one really likes having their lands blown up. And if I was a player in a game with someone who was playing Landfall, playing a Lands Matter deck, and I was playing one of my other decks, and someone threw down an Armageddon, threw down a Yokelhops, Worldfire, something like that. Again, I know Worldfire is banned, but just something like that, I really have a problem with that, because again, I'd basically be getting punished and sent back to Oblivion, basically square one, just because the player who's running the mass land destruction is mad at the landfall player. And what about in a game where no one's running a landfall? all of a sudden, just because there's a whole bunch of Lands Matter decks out there, all of a sudden, because Ancient Green Warden exists, the Land Harmonicon, as it's called nowadays, does that mean it's all of a sudden okay to start running mass land destruction? I guess I'm really starting to struggle to see the reasoning why a small uptick in Lands Matter decks across the entire spectrum of Commander is going to absolutely necessitate the use of mass land destruction across all decks. I feel like this is one of those things where a lot of people are really overreacting about mass land destruction. Sure, it's going to hose the Lands Matter decks, but you're also going to really hose yourself and other players, and you're not going to make a lot of friends that way. There's a reason why Rule Zero, the social contract, exists. And there's a reason why mass land destruction is not really a popular avenue of play for a lot of people, because no one really wants to have to rebuild their board. It's like Cyclonic Rift, but far, far worse. And you're really hitting everyone as well. So is it, I guess that's my question, is it really worth it to start jamming mass land destruction in every deck that can run whites, red, and whatnot, just because you're afraid of having a few landfall players, few Lands Matter decks? Seems like the kind of thing where all of a sudden you're going to start siding these kinds of cards in as a sideboard just to hate on a certain player. And honestly, it kind of scares me as someone who does enjoy playing Lands Matter decks, because I don't try to build bonkers decks with my Lands Matter. I just kind of like to ramp. I like to do some cool things. I like to make some powerful creatures, but it's not like I have any giant synergies or combos going on. I'm not going to be building the new Omnath, because that thing is just broken, four-color Omnath, with the landfall triggers, or Morog, the new red Minotaur creature who gives you extra combat steps. No, I'm just trying to build some decks that are kind of mid-power level, and basically feeling like someone is after me just because I'm playing that sort of thing, using mass land destruction, using effectively what other people have done in similar situations to justify running mass land destruction, therefore basically breaking the social contract, feels really disingenuous to me, honestly, is that I feel like at that point, if you're running mass land destruction, you need to come forward and say you're going to be doing that, because otherwise, that seems like a deal-breaker to me. I will never agree to mass land destruction unless the format is absolutely rampant with Lands Matter decks, and frankly, I thought the Ikoria Mutate mechanic was absolutely going to take over Commander, and frankly, I haven't seen a whole lot of those decks out in the wild when I've been playing with my own playgroup and online, so it's just one of those things where I feel like people are really starting to worry about something that's not overly important. I mean, again, if you want to destroy some non-basic lands, again, the Cabal Coffers, Gaia's Cradles, things like that, sure, I understand. I do run a few cards like that. I do run Ghost Quarter, for instance, destroy target land, a little bit of stuff like that. But again, I don't really want to run mass land destruction because I don't want to play against that kind of stuff, and I can't see myself using that against other people, because it's really no fun for everyone. And, you know, I don't think it really justifies the means unless you're playing in a higher powered meta. If you're just playing kind of a mid-power thing, there have to be other ways to be able to get around this. Again, if you can just kill, you know, the Ancient Green Warden is a creature, you can just kill it. There are other ways to be able to get around this that don't require nuking the entire board of all lands, because at that point you're basically just wasting everyone's time. And I know that this is something that a lot of people have been talking about lately, something a lot of people would not agree with me with, and that's okay. Again, this is just my opinion, but I would like to think that the whole point of the social contract and the fact that mass land destruction is really not a very popular theme in mid-power EDH probably should be telling that there's probably no real reason to be running mass land destruction in your decks unless there's a really good reason to do so. I feel like if people start running it kind of as a staple card, just like a mana rock, all of a sudden it just breaks the whole point of Commander just because you're afraid of one kind of deck. I mean, a deck that's built to try to hose one specific mechanic isn't going to be very good. This is not standard. We're not trying to defeat Team or Reclamation here. you could basically come up against anything. You could have someone running an extremely powerful deck, combo deck, something like that. Or you could just have someone running some kind of weird Vorthos theme deck, a Lord of the Rings deck, or something based on, you know, really weak Super Friends decks. Again, not Atraxa, but I feel like running Mass Land Destruction should not be a staple. I feel like people are definitely overreacting just because of a couple of cards in here that they're freaking out that the format's going to be broken somehow. And I don't really see it that way because, again, when you're sitting down to build a deck, you're effectively able to set the power level. And if you don't really want to make it extremely powerful, why should you basically be ruining everyone else's fun by playing or having people Mass Land Destruct you to destroy you and then basically punish two other people who have nothing to do with this by destroying everyone's lands? It just doesn't... It doesn't feel like the social contract is really being honored at that point. It feels like just an impediment and definitely something that people would have to talk about in their play groups, but does seem to be something worrisome going forward when in-person events do start occurring again. So what do you think about Mass Land Destruction and the new landfall mechanics from Zendikar Rising? Do you agree with my opinion that people who were starting to say that Mass Land Destruction needing to be a staple just to deal with landfall triggers and lands matters commanders is overkill? Or are you in the camp starting to think that people need to start running lands, Mass Land Destruction in order to be able to destroy lands matter decks? Let me know by following me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine. I'm typically on there every day, so just drop me a line. Alright, that's the end of today's episode. Again, you've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Thanks for listening to me. Have a great day.